was the easy part for Leslie Van Houtt, the youngest of Charles Manson's murderous followers. Between her and her release stands now a governor who has shown no willingness to allow anybody involved in those notorious Manson killings to go free. She is now 68. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, except Linda is not here because it's Thursday, and Trish Clark's not here because it's Thursday, but Sharon Clark is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know what? This is kind of like, I kind of feel like that guy down in Cottonwood. Yeah, come home after a day of work, you know, well, yeah, walk in and there's a naked woman in my bed.
Only I'm clothed. Only
you're clothed, and it's in the morning. That's right, and you're upright. Did you fix yourself a sandwich and have a beer?
I know. I thought that was like. I know it's like a serious issue, but it was almost like he followed her little trail through the house and like a little Goldilocks tail.
Clothes. Oh, there's a sandwich with a bite out of it. And
she opened the package on the front porch. And yeah. She made herself.
I just
right
wanted
home.
To see. What do we have here? Oh, look, the door's open. I think I'll just come in. You know, it's a little hot out here today. I'll just take a little shower and a little hungry and going. Had fixed a little, you know, sandwich. Well, gosh, he has a beer. I'll have a beer, too. Oh, that bed looks so
good. I
thought
it was interesting, too. Like, he woke her up, let her get dressed, and then he called the police. Like, he didn't just see someone in his bed and walk out front and call the police. Like, she got dressed. I mean, I wonder what that conversation was like.
And then she just sat there and rocked on the chair.
Right. When they showed up, she was on the front porch in a chair.
Front porch in a chair. You know, hi. You know, can I finish my sandwich and a beer? You know, and she's on the street again. So
I'm sure they couldn't. They won't.
Yeah. Here, get your face in front of that. Sorry. Yeah, no, they won't. In fact, I've got other stories, you know, that I'm just kind of wondering about, and we've got a lot of things to talk about today. First thing is, it's phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared's here at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
You know, Bad Bob had. I don't know. He just had dental work done.
That's no fun.
That's no fun, but I've got a story about that, too. Anyway, Jared's here, and Jared was just like a minute late because he pulled in, but there's lightning and thundering, and he says there was lightning that was close. And I said, well, were you afraid you're going to get hit? He goes, well, if anybody would. There goes Jared. It'd just be Jared's luck. Jared's a good guy, though. You know, lightning bolts bounce off his chest. So, and then I walk in, and there's Sharon looking at me going, well, that last glass of wine
seemed like a great idea
last night. Oh.
I don't like to have to be on my A game at 7 o'clock. I'm usually up at 7 o'clock, but on your A game at 7 o'clock?
You know, it's A-plus game here.
So I'm wearing a hat and rocking the side braid today because I was like not good.
Side braid. A side braid is where they wear, you know, instead of, it's on the side of their face. No.
It's over the shoulder.
You could put it right on top of your head like a little woodpecker.
No, that would not be good.
Okay, so Sharon Clark is here. Now, good morning. How are you? What's new?
The weather's crazy, isn't it?
What is the weather going to be?
Well, right now it's 70 degrees. We're looking at a high of 87, low of 65 today. And obviously scattered showers and
thunderstorms
and even like the lightning strikes, that's kind of not good for us right now. We don't really want amazing firefighters having to deal with that on top of everything
that's
else.
All we need is, you know, even if there's not a lot of rain, but then we still have that. We have the dry lightning is really bad. There's no rain at all. And it just starts fires in 800 different places. But
I actually like the idea of a little bit of rain because it just felt so dirty and gross, just the atmosphere with all the smoke. So maybe that'll like freshen up things a little bit. But yeah, crazy.
Is it crazy or what?
Crazy.
I am. We got two tickets to give away to the Asphalt Cowboys barbecue.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I'm not going to give them away right now. I'm just going to kind of wait for a bit and give them away. It's Sunday.
Oh, it's a Sunday. Okay.
This Sunday. That's right. A lot of things going on this week. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, a family-owned business, veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. They provide, also have won awards for giving veterans jobs, which is near and dear to my heart.
Oh, my gosh, that's
wonderful. It is.
I'm impressed
veterans
that you just, like, spouted off that phone number and everything without even looking at anything.
Hey, I'm a pro.
You've got a good memory going on there.
Well, I've been doing it for 6 years. So it's the same number, too. You know, Chuck has made it easy on me. they give great service. He's a veteran, you know, all these things. So, in fact, I'm going to go hopefully see Chuck this week. Okay, speaking of dental work, yesterday at 12:50, I walked into Dr. John Pruitt's office, oral surgeon,
okay,
and he did a root canal on me.
Ooh.
I walked out an hour later or less, went over and conducted business in another place, and the ladies that were there were looking at me, and they're going, "You're kidding." I said, "No." I said, I can't feel. If I put my finger in my ear, I couldn't feel it because you're numb.
Right.
You know, half of your face
you might have been
numb.
Drooling. We don't know.
Well, I asked, and she said, but one girl said, she says, "You're not even drooling." And I went, "No." And they said, I mean, and so I was there and doing, you know, conducted business there and left and went over and stopped by the Safeway. Linda was down there, a Crackway down here on the corner. Went in there and, you know, came out. And then we went out to dinner last night.
And you were totally fine?
Yeah, I was totally fine. I wake up this morning, I'm feeling great. So Dr. John Pruitt, I can't say enough about this guy. Plus, he tells great jokes.
If you've got to do dental work, he's the guy to go to.
If you're going to get a root canal or anything like
yeah.
that, I'm sure he does much more than that. This is the man. He, I mean, you know, his prices are fair. He takes insurance, of course. But if it could be a pleasant experience, it was as pleasant an experience
right.
as you could possibly
right.
have with
there
a root canal. And you walk out, and I feel great this morning. I mean, there's just, you know, am I drooling?
No.
No, okay, no, I feel good.
And maybe
in fact,
those ladies were being
off.
Polite. Who knows?
No, they weren't because I reached up and I
okay.
felt on the edge of my mouth just to see, just to make sure. But I felt fine. And it was kind of like,
usually
wow.
Usually those kinds of things can set you back, you know.
Well, you know, and something happened there, too, is, you know, when he's kind of leaning in, you know, when they're kind of like drilling down.
Yeah.
I will admit there was something funny that happened, though, and it was he had to make sure, you know, they make sure the tooth and, you know, then how much damage is in there because it's a crack in your tooth which exposes the nerve, you know, even if it's a small crack.
Right.
So they test it with you know, they either dunk it with an instrument.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Or they'll put ice
Carl.
On it.
Carl.
Okay. So he tapped it with an instrument, and it was no big thing. And he puts ice on, you know, one part, and I said, "That's a little painful, but not bad." He moves it over maybe a quarter of an inch. And let me tell you, I levitated off the chair. The woman had the assistant put her practically had her hands on my chest pushing down. And my feet, I kicked my feet like I haven't kicked my feet since I was 2 years old, and my feet were kicking involuntarily. Ooh, ooh. Well, I tell Linda this, and water's coming out of her nose. She's laughing so hard. And then a couple minutes later, he said, "So has that pain subsided yet?" I went, "Yeah,
yeah.
Now it has."
Yeah.
Oh, but I tell you what, that, I just, you know, but there's no, I'm absolutely great this morning, you know, cold water, everything, and it's gone.
Good.
Fixed. He fixed it.
You know, and dental work.
And no pain.
There's actually, like, an increase. Like, people who don't take care of their teeth, there's, like, they live, like, an average of 7 years longer. My dentist told me this because when you don't have good dental hygiene, you swallow all that bacteria.
Yeah.
And you actually, like, you live less, you're more likely to have a lot of issues.
Well, I think,
so
too,
it's really,
if
really,
have,
dental hygiene is really important.
It is. And the
course,
other thing,
because,
too, is when
because
you
I'm
get
in the dating world, of course, it's really important. But for those of us that aren't even dating, dental hygiene is also very important.
Because a lot of times you get the infection, and it's up there in your, it's in your head. And that infection can go up in your
right.
brain or down. Oh, there's
yeah.
all types of issues you can get there. So,
if you're single and in Reading, just to clarify, dental hygiene is very important.
Having most of your teeth is important if
yes.
you're dating in
yes.
in Reading. Maybe not
very
even all your
important.
Teeth if you have a job.
Very important.
It's great.
It's not optional. Dental hygiene is not optional.
Okay. Enough of this bandying around okay. here. You know, we went out to dinner, and, okay, here's a – went to Geronda's. There's a free plug. for Toronto's. It's nice. The service is great. It was really
and
nice.
And even if you're not having Italian, there's a lot of other options on their menu there, too. People don't realize that they have steak and...
Yeah, they do.
You know, some great salads and other things.
Yeah, and they have all types of stuff there. Came back home, hit the rack, and I into our sleep number bed. Linda and I just love this bed. Her sleep number setting is 60. Her sleep number setting is 40. My sleep number setting is 60.
So are you more firm?
I am more firm than she is. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's those kind of things that but you can adjust. Like we've if you have a tough day working out or something like that and you want to ease up a little bit, you can do that. And the sleep number bed itself is just outstanding. I mean, it's rated number one by J.D. Powers 2 years in a row. They've got this new sleep number 360, which actually, as you move in the bed, it adjusts to you. It adjusts to your body. It's won all types of technology awards. And if you go down to the Target Shopping Center and hop on one of those beds, and they can show you where your heat spots are, where you're rubbing, and then they can adjust the bed so it just goes away.
Wow.
It's super.
Me tell you, us women my age with hormones, we can get all kinds of weird heat issues at night. So that's really pretty cool.
And then... And these beds are on sale, and now it ends Sunday. You can get it right now. A Queen C2 mattress is only $699, but this thing ends Sunday. Plus, you can get a great, great, great sale on everything over there.
That's a really good price for a queen.
Yeah, the Queen C2 mattress, $699, and it does everything that you want it to do. And it's all over at the Target Shopping Center. Head on over to the Sleep Number store, go in and see them. Tell them that Carl and Sharon sent you, or Carl and Trish sent you, or Carl and Linda sent you. And then he's going to go, who's this lucky guy, Carl? We'll be right back.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth. So we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your Level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, it's going to be rainy today, it looks like. Well, partially rainy. 70 degrees right now, going up to 87.
Which is really nice. We're out of the triple digits for the day.
We're out of the triple digits for the day. We can keep hoping like
get
that.
Get a little break.
Yeah, in fact, 87, you think about it, that's even below 90. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business for, gosh, probably almost a quarter of a century. Veteran-owned business, Martin and his wife, Pam, just provide outstanding service to every make and every type of heating and cooling system. They are the ones that we recommend without reservation. Why? Because they give super, super professional service. They treat you like family. What can I say? Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Hey, next week is Deaf Awareness Week. And we have with us today Tina Cook, Karen Frietis, and Yvette Marley. And Yvette is interpreting right now to Karen. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
So Deaf Awareness Week from the 11th through the 16th.
Right.
September 11th through the 16th. What's what goes on there?
Well, it's a week that we have set aside to increase awareness, deaf awareness within the community. So actually, September is Deaf Awareness Month. And so the deaf community here in Reading has chosen this week especially to help raise awareness of deaf issues with people and the community.
Awesome.
What are some of the issues?
Well, I would like to have Karen answer those questions, if that's okay.
Sure. So we're asking what the issues are, and we're ready.
So my name is Karen Frietis, and I was born deaf. I use American Sign Language for communication. And all three of us are really proud to be offering Deaf Awareness Month. So I want to tell you what Deaf Awareness Month is and what it covers. It's also been called International Week of the Deaf. And it's a yearly celebration during the last week of September to increase the hearing population's awareness of deaf and hard of hearing issues, their people, their culture, activities, and events. And this gives an opportunity for people within the community to come together. Kind of a celebration of the events that are associated with deaf culture and the language.
Okay, and there's going to be a lot of things happening this week.
Yes, we have a very busy week planned. On Monday, beginning at 2 o'clock, we will have open house and a resource fair, and that will be happening at the ASL Community Center right next door here at 1354 Market Street. Uh-huh. So we will have vendors there, we'll have resource booths, refreshments, and we'll also be having a raffle.
Okay.
And on Tuesday the 12th, we'll be hosting a movie. It's actually an ASL movie. And we have two different showings, one at 1 o'clock, and the second showing will be at 7 o'clock. And you can find more information about the movie. It's called The Hammer. And we have a website that you'd be able to research that movie and what it's about. It's a PG rated movie, so families invited. It'll be, you know,
it's
just
about
family.
It's about the deafness awareness.
Well, it's about
a family that has deafness.
Yeah, it's focused on a deaf person who is a famous wrestler and his life story of how he became professional wrestler and what he went through. So
it's interesting,
almost like a biography of his life.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Cool.
And then on Wednesday, we will be hosting a game called Dingo. It's a little alternate version of Bingo, and that will be starting at 6:30. We'll have refreshments at that time, and it'll also be a social. And on Thursday the 14th, we will be having a Deaf Awareness March. So we're hoping that the whole community will come out and help us to march down through California Street, over to Cypress, and to Hilltop. And basically, it'll just be to help raise deaf awareness and let people know that the deaf community is here. And that will start at 4 o'clock. And on Friday, we'll be having a potluck, and we'll also be having deaf history presentations. So we have a few of the members of the Deaf and Hard of Hearing community that will be portraying different famous deaf people who have made a difference in the world. And so those presentations will be happening at 5 o'clock, and then we'll have a potluck at 6 and a final raffle at 7. And then we're going to end the week on Saturday with the beach social, so we'll all be going out to Brandy Creek, and hopefully it won't be thunder and lightning and raining.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be good weather out there.
Yeah.
How large is the deaf community in Reading?
I was going to ask that, too.
That's a good question. I would rather ask Karen if she has an idea of how many people she thinks is in the area.
There's about 50 deaf and hard of hearing people that will be involved in the event.
Okay, and so is that about deafness can be caused by many different reasons. Is this correct? We're discussing this right now.
Yes, that's absolutely right. There's a variety of reasons that can cause deafness. You can be born deaf. You can become deaf from the measles. You can become latent deaf later in your life. At a variety of ages, it can hit at any time.
Okay. So, I think I can remember back when I was a child that we had a child in our school that was deaf. And I'm not sure, because I don't really remember everything about it, you know, the different things that were done to help the child on that. But I'm sure there wasn't as much resources as there is today. And in a school, what can a child, if a child is deaf, what kind of resources are there for them?
Well, the most important resource is having a sign language interpreter present in the classroom, so they have full access to communication.
And does that happen? Is that provided by the school system?
Yeah, California law requires that they have qualified interpreters. We have a huge shortage of interpreters, so the schools struggle trying to keep those positions filled.
I see. And how long you took, Sharon? You took ASL, American Sign Language, in high school, right?
Yeah, I remember it was an elective. And actually, it's interesting because a gal in my office, her kids both signed up for that as an elective, and then there wasn't enough kids in the class, so they got it taken away. So your point is that, you know, we still struggle with this being, you know, recognized as an important communication tool. And I think, I don't know what the statistics are, but I imagine there's probably, with so much prenatal care now, I imagine maybe the amount of children born deaf, hopefully that's come down through the years. I don't know what the statistics are anymore, but I don't think we see it as much, and so we're maybe not as aware, and the resources aren't as available, and it's not as much of a priority. Mm-hmm. But I know in my career with home helpers, I have seniors that are hearing impaired, and we deal a lot with those struggles of communication over the phone and things like that. Even if there's a little bit of hearing left, there's definitely still a need for awareness in this area. So I think it's great what you guys are doing.
Okay, so it all kicks off next Monday?
Right.
And you can get more information from a website?
Yes. My website is tlcsignlanguage.com.
Okay.
And we have a schedule of events that shows the time frames when everything will be happening there.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay, so that starts next week. It goes all week long. If you can check it out on the website, or is there a phone number somebody can call?
Sure. You can call my cell phone number, which is 530-604-4782.
Okay, and we're going to make a copy of that. So we can talk about the things that are going to be happening next week.
Great.
But
yes.
We're here with Tina Cook and Karen Freitas and Yvette Marley. And Yvette, is this a paying job for Yvette? I mean, American Science. I mean, does she go? Does she get? I mean, obviously they need things like, you know, court cases or depositions or things in school. I would imagine that her services are always in. Required.
Yes, there is a huge need for sign language interpreters, especially highly qualified ones such as Yvette. She is volunteering this morning. She's here on her own time before work, helping us to promote this event. And yes, I'm a sign language interpreter too. That's my full-time business.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And there's a huge need out there. Mm-hmm. We really are always encouraging people to learn sign language and get that education and become an interpreter.
So where's your school at? Right here in town?
I don't have a school.
Oh, okay. Oh, you say it's your business. Okay.
My business is right next door.
Oh,
just a couple of doors
okay,
down.
Okay, that's right. But I mean, what I'm talking about, though, is if somebody wanted to learn, where would they go to?
Well, you would start out within the deaf community, you know, communicating with deaf people. You would also take sign language classes at the college.
Okay, so they have them at the college.
They have,
then.
Yeah, and also most of the high schools now are offering sign language classes as okay. part of the
I dated
language.
A woman that was very proficient in sign language, and she would break out into that, you know, with people, and it was, I don't
pretty
know.
Pretty impressive.
It was very impressive, but she spoke like three or four different languages, too, so
yeah.
It was impressive, but.
Sign language is a beautiful language. That's
it
got
is.
Me fascinated.
We're just watching. I'm just watching them because Yvette is she's signing everything we're saying to Karen, and it's that's why there was kind of like a break because they were all discussing the question, and you know, and in radio it's kind of you know. It's
right.
like, you know
there's silence. A pause.
There's
a pause.
A little bit of a pause there. Okay. All right. Hey, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome. Thank
and,
you so much
and,
for having us
and,
here.
And Karen, thank you for joining us. And Yvette, thank you for taking time to do that. And we'll talk about it more this week.
It was
we'll just
my
bring
pleasure,
it up.
Karen says.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Oh, super. Okay. Hey, we're going to take
thank
a quick
you.
Break.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 7th in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me for a fun night of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's 6:30 to 8:30 September 7th. And there's free slot play for those who come to the show in Overtime. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds August 7th from 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
K KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galebreath bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. No, it's not Linda. No,
I'm feeling,
it's
I'm,
not
Trish. I'm
trying
it's not to feel
Trish.
Very important shoes this morning
you,
between Linda and Trish.
I tell you what, you are there. I tell you what, you know what? Here's the guy. People say, you know, Carl, you could fall into a vat of poop and come out smelling like a rose. Here I am. All of the ladies that come in and sit beside me are just... They're intelligent. They are
a
talented.
Beautiful woman with a brain
they're
is a deadly combination.
And
Carl.
They're beautiful. And you know, and everyone. Well, not Trish. Trish never comes in with a baseball cap. But Linda, you come in with a baseball cap and a side braid.
There we go. Well, you know, on our A game at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, you know,
we get a pass on having to make the miracle happen.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Okay. For people that you buy firearms and you want good training, it's Bastiani. Bastiani has a full selection of any type of firearm you want, all the accessories that go with it, gunsmithing, and, of course, Seth Stokes, who teaches a real solid, good concealed carry class. All of this at Bastiani Arms. In fact, I'm going down today to get my final paperwork signed.
Because you just got a new pistol, you said, right?
I got a new pistol.
So I just got a wall safe put in, so now I can actually think about getting a firearm, and
well,
I may have to get your advice
on
that.
You've always got a free CCW class from us. So
yeah.
Anyway, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Great people there. Okay, we're here with John Truitt, who it was a big surprise when he walked through because I thought I've double scheduled. I mean, because I was having the Cascade, but I did not know how involved you were with the Cascade. I mean, I know I see you on the stage down there a lot. You are representing the Cascade today.
Good morning, John.
Hey, how you doing? Nice
Good.
To see you. Yeah, sorry, Carl. I know you were expecting Jana or
he
Haley.
He wanted another girl.
Yeah, he wanted
a
beautiful
harem
woman
in here.
To be, so.
I was working. I just had three ladies.
You're a little bit of a disappointment.
Right. I don't have my side braid or anything like that. But I'm happy to be here. Thanks. Thanks. And it's raining this morning. And it's going to be below 100 degrees
like 87
today.
87 is the highest.
87
nice to
today.
Reprieve.
Oh yeah, I mean when I walked out of the house this morning, we have I have a tree that's in one of these pots. Okay. 50-gallon things, and I'm like, and it was sitting back there while everything else was had its little mouths open and drinking the water. So I'm pushing it out there, and I'm soaked. I mean, just pushing it out like 10 feet, so it's out in the middle where it can of the patio, so it can get moisture on it. It was coming down pretty hard.
Yep.
By the time I got to the truck, it stopped, which was like 20 feet away. And then it started again, now with lightning and thunder. Wow. Okay, John, besides being big in the Cascade Theater, you are the one that heads up Viva Downtown.
I do.
And so I want to talk about both of the things. But
sure.
So Cascade's got a lot of stuff happening right now.
You know, Cascade does have a lot of stuff coming. I guess on Friday, Rob Schneider, a comedian, is going to be there. Then the Wailers on the 17th, Leanne Rimes on the 24th.
Leanne Rimes.
Yeah.
She's so good, by the way.
Okay.
She really is.
Schneider, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this guy, if you don't know who this guy is.
I don't know who this guy is.
Oh, yeah, you do. You've seen him. I don't know if you saw the movie Rob Schneider. He does things. He does these movies. I don't know if you saw 50 First Dates.
Yes.
Drew Barrymore.
Right.
And
he wrote it or what?
He played the Hawaiian guy.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Okay.
You
so
can
he
do
had, like,
it.
He had, the glass eye.
Yeah,
and all
the
that.
Glass
right.
eye.
Okay.
And he got bitten, oh, by yes. the, he got bitten by the shark.
Oh,
and
right.
All this.
Okay.
And,
oh, yeah. He was
but
super
he
funny.
Plays, he plays these kind of parts.
Supporting roles like the.
Well, yeah. And he's been in a couple where he took on the. He's just funny. And he does. He plays these smaller parts, but he's a comedian. He's funny. I've seen him on the stage. And. So this could be a great show because you never know what's going to come out of this guy's mouth, first of all. But he does. He plays these parts really well.
And Leanne Rimes was at the convention center about 3 years ago, and I saw her. And what an amazing talent. And I think the Cascade will be such a great venue because it's just so much. I love seeing shows there.
It's even though there's 900 people there, it's an intimate setting.
You know, and what I love about it, too, is when these people are performing, they come from, like, Laxton Auditorium in Chico to this Cascade Theater, and they're just like, oh, my gosh, it's like the mothership called them home. It's such a beautiful venue. The acoustics are so amazing in there. It's just, to me, that's, like, the place to kind of see, especially people like Leanne Rimes. Olivia Newton-John's coming, too, I think.
You know, I don't know that.
She had to cancel something,
yeah,
but I think she's still
okay.
on the list.
I know she was scheduled this fall, but I know she's been dealing with breast cancer, so I'm not sure. But she was scheduled to come, which I also think would be a great show to see. But lots of amazing stuff happening.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, one of the things that I always tell people when we talk about the Cascade Theater is that, you know, people go online to get tickets. And, you know, often when you go on the search engine, you type in Cascade Theater, and sometimes some ticket organizations will come up first. So anytime that you're looking for tickets to the Cascade Theater, always make sure that you have the Cascade Theater homepage, that you're not dealing with some other middleman, professional ticket person.
You'll get a ticket, but you're going to be paying twice as much, if not three or four times as much, for a ticket that. And because it's not, you know, it's not just a Cascade, also it's a Civic and it's other events.
Right.
It's legal.
It is legal.
Because they bought tickets. But, you know, and if you want to pay $100 for a $20 ticket, they're going
to
take it.
Right. So make sure that you're going to the Cascade, official Cascade Theater homepage. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things going on at the Cascade Theater, a lot of outside groups. Also, you know, a lot of shows produced locally, a lot of musicals and shows going on. We're going to be doing casting pretty soon here and auditions for Oliver and for Hair. The auditions for
wonderful.
Oliver are coming up in September, and the auditions for Hair are coming up in.
Carl's doing a bit of a dance right now. I don't
on.
Think Carl. I'm. I don't
Give me
think.
A head of hair, long beautiful hair.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to that. Auditions for Oliver are in September, and auditions for Hair are in October. Come on out.
More, sir? A little more, please. A little more porridge.
Yeah. You're cast. You're
I'm
cast.
Ready. I'm ready. You think I'm a Neanderthal? No, I am a true Renaissance man.
I have no comment.
I am a true Renaissance man
very
here.
Good.
I can dance. I can sing. I won Dancing with the Stars. Okay?
You know, that's true. Carl did
Judge's
win,
Choice.
Judge's Choice. Dancing with the Stars, Shasta
right.
County Style. When was that, 3 years ago?
Oh, gosh, no, it was like 6 years ago.
We both did that. We both did that.
Yeah, but you were doing these crazy lifts that you were 150 feet in the air.
Oh, my gosh, I got swung around by my ankles. It was kind of crazy.
Which kind of got a lot of people excited, too, in your ankles.
Yeah. Right, and that's something else that the Cascade Theater is great for. You know, the Cascade Theater is such a beautiful theater. And it's ours. It belongs to the community. So not only do you get great local productions, but also local groups can host their fundraisers there. You get these great national and international groups coming through there. I mean, what a great asset
that we have in downtown Reading.
Do.
We definitely do. It's awesome.
It's true.
It's true what they say about the Cascade. So if anybody's interested in the auditions for Oliver Hare, they can go to the website cascadebackstage.org/auditions, fill out the form, and come on down. Show us your talent.
Are those all adult roles? Or are there any?
I imagine Oliver must have kid roles.
Oliver does have kid roles. Actually, quite a few. So if kids are interested as well,
right?
CascadeBackstage.org/auditions.
Well, and hair, it's an adult. In fact, this is probably maybe even a PG, at least a PG rated.
Hair's at least a PG rated show.
At least PG.
Yeah, and it's got great music to it. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's totally 60s groovy far out music. I mean, I think everybody's gonna love both these
Age
shows.
Of Aquarius.
Age of Aquarius.
Well, no, I mean they sing that song. You know, I mean it's the. Isn't that from?
It's true. Age of Aquarius, Easy to Be Hard. I mean, a lot of pop tunes from the 60s came out of Hair, and I think that people are really going to enjoy it.
That's great.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. John Truitt's our guest talking about Cascade. We want to talk. You hear all this stuff about Viva Downtown.
Yeah.
What the hell is Viva Downtown? We're going to talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
Okay, and then finish up a little bit on Cascade.
What's up with stuff.
I would like to announce is that Reading now has a new police chief, Roger Moore. He's a captain. He's got super credentials. He's been on the force a long time. He's involved in a near fatal shootout in 1999. I think Roger is going to be able to take it to the next step.
Yeah, he's a good listener, and he has roots in the community, and he's already been reaching out to all kinds of different groups in the community. Yeah. And I think that everybody's going to be. Going to be really happy with this new police chief.
And I think we have to get behind him in the sense of that already you've started seeing things happening like sweeps and stuff, but it's going to take a major effort in our community. In this past week, three people we've known in our inner circle of friends have had their cars taken, their stuff stolen, their cars broken into. It's just every day. And we've got something to confront here. And, you know, Roger, you've got a lot on your plate here. So, anyway, big shout-out to him. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's the only full-service jewelry store in town. It's got the only watch repairman. And all the watches that need to be repaired end up with him anyway. So just cut out the middleman, go right to Four Winds Jewelry. Huge estate jewelry section. And they can design and build jewelry. They've got assets all over the world. They can get gems from all over the world. All this at Four Winds Jewelry. It's a... 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Great people there. We'll be right back.
Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Check out the sizzling summer savings on Kubota tractors at Team Power of Reading. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and zero-turn mowers, Kubota has a variety of mowers and tractors and a range of horsepower options, delivering the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on your ranch. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota compact tractor or zero-turn mower from Team Power of Reading. Stop by today for the best deal yet at our in-stock inventory. Your one-stop tractor shop with sales, parts, and service on Twin View Boulevard or 226-9226.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance. It can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street.
That's my gym.
That's my gym, too. And I tell you what.
I never see you there.
Well, when are you there?
Well, I'm not lately. I've been traveling too much lately.
Now it comes out.
Everybody's
I don't see you. Oh, look, do you see that?
Actually, you know what?
Spear in the chest.
I usually go around 7 in the morning, and so you're probably on the air, actually.
See, I wonder where I am from. I can prove where I am from 7 to 9. I have archives. Nobody can prove it. You're at the gym.
Rich can tell
you. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, you just totally blew this. But it's a great place to work out. Sharon works out there in her abbreviated costume. When she's working out.
In my vibrate.
In the unique saltwater pool they have there. It is a great place to work out.
It's super clean, super nice. I love it.
People are great.
Great.
Right on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Head on down or see Rich or any of the pros down there. Okay. We're just completely lost control of this. Somebody says, I won the handicap division of Dancing with the Stars. Thank you very much. the senior division. I don't like you people out there in the chat room sometimes. Hey, we're here with John Truitt here. We've been talking about the Cascade, all these things going on, but I want to talk a little bit about Viva Downtown.
Sure.
You know, you've been associated with Viva Downtown for, gosh, since I've been here, the last 10 years.
Yeah, about 20 years now. Viva Downtown is a national Main Street organization. We're made up entirely of volunteers. We started out over 20 years ago putting together Market Fest. And since then have grown into an organization that tries to bring attention to downtown, particularly around development of downtown, further development of downtown, economic investment in downtown, and just constantly, you know, agitating people in the city to pay attention to our downtown and make it a great place to live, to work, and to be.
Now, there's a lot, you know, when we say here, okay, we're here in Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 at Ground Zero of the reclamation of Reading. Because we're down here on Market Street, and I'm looking down the street, I can see where K2 is going to come in.
It is.
I'm seeing where the where this Americana Hotel down here that they're talking about totally renovating and making into a studio and one-bedroom apartments.
It's about time.
And it's about time. Especially as you walk by, then you're watching people hurling off the
right.
off the second deck.
Right.
And then you've got and then the other part down here where they're behind us, where McConnell got involved.
With the former police station.
Former police station California and all Street. That. And then the talk about taking out the parking structure and putting a new structure in there.
Right, changing the parking structure.
Totally. Everything downtown is. And so I'm looking at this. It's not going to start tomorrow. It's going to be, but they're working it, and we're looking at some huge changes in the next 5 years.
I think so, too. I mean, you know, we've made some great changes, you know, particularly over the last, 15 years. What with, you know, restoring the Cascade Theater like we were talking about mm-hmm. earlier, you know, Shasta College moving in. We have, you know, some of these great infrastructure projects, these big projects that made downtown more desirable. And now what we're seeing is that private developers have become more interested, are particularly doing mixed use projects, you know,
great
with commercial
ideas.
Below,
great
residents up above, and folks that have been involved in those kind of projects, you know, they tell me that it's the residential units that are filling up faster than the commercial units.
Great.
Yeah, people want to live downtown because you're close to everything. You never realize how much time you spend driving around until you're actually in some place like downtown where you can, you know, walk to the post office, walk to the clerk's office. You know, everything is within walking distance, and you just don't realize how much time you spend in a car until you're downtown.
And the way these things can develop is that you can go out in the evening and you can have a before dinner drink or cocktail or a Coke or whatever it is in one spot that's going to be pleasant. Then you can walk to another spot and have dinner, and then maybe to another place afterwards and listen to music and dance or and just enjoy yourself. I mean, this is the kind of downtown we want.
This is the kind of downtown we want. I mean, it's got a great emerging music scene, you know, with places like the Dip and Vintage. Also, venues like Shasta County Arts Council and entertainment going on. So, you know, we're hoping to just build on what we've got and just keep improving downtown Redding.
Now we've been designated the art...
It's been designated a state cultural district by the State Commission of Arts. About 40 different cities applied for this designation that comes from the State Council on Arts. And we were selected as one of 14 because of a lot of the great things that we already have in downtown. I don't think that we appreciate as much as we should some of the great elements that we have downtown and also on the edge of downtown, such as, you know, McConnell Arboretum, Sundial Bridge. We've mentioned Cascade Theater a couple of times today. I mean, we've got some real world-class venues and attractions, and we just want to keep building on that.
And I think you're going to see in the future here probably a movie theater downtown.
I hope so.
I think, you know, even if it's a single screen. Even if it's a single screen, it may two screens be better, but even a single screen, because we live downtown. Linda and I, we don't live right here, right in the center right here, but we live right up Placer on Chestnut Street. And, we can walk downtown when things are happening.
Are you still
like
looking for people to get involved? I mean, are you still looking for volunteers? Is
Absolutely.
That people want to get involved?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Anybody that is interested in doing any volunteer activities, either with our Beer and Wine Festival that's coming up or just being on one of our committees and helping, you know, with some of the minutiae and some of the details that go into making a better downtown, they can go to our website, which is vivadowntownreading.org. I've mentioned about 15 different websites today. I must be a wired website person. But you go to vivadowntownreading.org, and you'll find volunteer opportunities.
And
we love having volunteers.
And for all of those of us that are, you know, disheartened at times by what's going on in our community, you know, with our homeless population, with the crime, with all of this, you know, instead of just complaining, let's get behind an organization, volunteer your time, do something with, you know, that's productive in our community. And by having these events, by making downtown a prominent space, having more events, having more focus down here, we're going to drive that kind of, you know, activity out. And we need those people to get behind it and support it.
You know, absolutely. I mean, you know, the safest streets are the streets where people are, you know, conducting business and conducting activities, you know, that are well lit, where something's going on. And, you know, you get a crowd of people together that are interested in participating in good fun activity, and you got the type of community that you want to live in.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, you have a community that people live in it. Not just they don't drive into work, but they live in there and work in there. And then they're out in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
It just, they take ownership of the area.
Right.
And which is kind of what we're all talking about here. But this is the kind of thing when you've got this mixed use that is so important. So, hey.
It really is. You know, having a 24-hour city and also, you know, there's a lot of great aspects to our downtown. You know, I've been to a lot of other downtowns and medium cities across California, and our downtown's really, really clean. So, and that's due to the building owners and the people that run the businesses and live down here, and it's a great place to be.
Well, thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
It's a lot.
This is, again, John Truitt, who came in to carry the word for Cascade, but it heads up Viva Downtown, which is a constantly evolving organization. And one more time, evolving in a good thing.
Absolutely.
One more time, what the website is.
VivaDowntownReading.org.
Well, everybody should be able to remember that one.
I hope so.
What's your next thing? I got like 10 seconds here. What's the next thing you're going to? I mean, what's big now?
Rob Schneider on the 15th at the Cascade Theater.
Yeah.
Been in a lot of movies with Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah. You can do it. That's
yeah.
The big
oh,
one.
No. Oh, no. We suck again.
If you remember.
I'm just laughing. I'm not really sure.
If you go back to 51st Dates, they were doing the film, and there he is wearing a blonde wig and coconuts.
Yes,
as a bra.
Saturday Night Live alum. Yeah. I think people are going to have a great time. Awesome.
Okay, hey, we got to run. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Florida Highway Patrol says troopers are monitoring the high volume of traffic heading north on Florida's turnpike as people evacuate South Florida. Meantime, Governor Rick Scott says the president and vice president have offered the full resources of the federal government.
We've requested the following: tarps, water, baby food supplies, supply trucks, search and rescue personnel, and equipment and incident management teams. We've also submitted several requests to the U.S. Department of Defense for readiness and post-storm response.
The Highway Patrol says extra troopers, road rangers, and wreckers will be on the roadways to help drivers whose vehicles become disabled. Science writer Seth Borenstein says that people in South Florida are very concerned about where Hurricane Irma is going, as nobody seems to know for sure.
It is right now essentially going west, and it's going to take a right turn to go more north. When it takes that turn and where it is when it takes that turn is key.
Airports in the Bahamas are shutting down across the island chain east of Florida with Irma now nearby. Correspondent Mike Rossi reports federal records indicate most homeowners in Florida's flood zones do not have flood insurance.
Florida tops the U.S. with 1,350 miles of coastline, and roughly 2.5 million homes are in hazard zones. But most of those homes aren't covered by flood insurance. Federal Emergency Management Agency data shows just 42% of those homes are covered, and flood insurance policies across the state have fallen by 15% in just 5 years.
As correspondent Mike Grazia reporting, Eli Lilly will slash its global workforce by nearly 9% as the drug maker closes some research sites and pushes to trim fixed expenses. The Indianapolis company said today it will cut about 3,500 positions, mostly through a voluntary retirement program in the United States. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 12 points. The NASDAQ is up by 17. The S&P 500 up by 2. More from townhall.com.
Yahoo recently admitted to scanning hundreds of millions of email accounts for the U.S. government. Could they be the only big tech company that did this? What about Gmail, AOL, MSN, Hotmail? Having a free email address isn't really free when your privacy is compromised. Listen to this. These so-called free email services make these companies billions of dollars. They scan your emails, target you with unwanted advertising, and charge advertisers big bucks. It's time to escape the free email scam. Take control of your privacy by getting a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Now, ReaganPrivacy.com won't scan your emails. They won't share your personal information or emails with government agencies. ReaganPrivacy.com leaves you alone. They believe in freedom and personal privacy, just like Ronald Reagan did. You can get your private email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. Price starts at just $33 a year, and right now, you'll get 2 free bonus months for as little as 9 cents a day. You can take back your privacy at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
The Mexican government is promising to welcome thousands of young people affected by the president's decision to scrap the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA.
In a statement, the Mexican government's urging the United States to find a quick and humane resolution to this crisis, also stressing that the U.S. can't ignore the fact that there are thousands of young people born in Mexico who are affected by this decision. The Mexican Foreign Ministry, which is offering all of them consular protection, says they'll be welcomed in Mexico with open arms.
That is James Bleers reporting. Florida's Attorney General Pam Bondi says the state has gotten more than 1,500 calls on a price-gouging hotline over the past 2 days. Bondi said that many of the calls dealt with complaints about the prices being charged on water, food, and gas with Hurricane Irma approaching. She said people have also called to complain that stores are running out of supplies in some cases. More of these stories at townhall.com. A court in the Indian city of Mumbai has sentenced two men to death for their role in bomb attacks back in 1993.
Two other members of the group were sentenced to life in prison. One of them, Abu Salem, fled India after the bombings and was extradited from Portugal in 2005. The man convicted of plotting and financing the attacks was executed 2 years ago. The series of blasts, which tore through Mumbai in 1993, targeted a dozen sites. The Bombay Stock Exchange was hit, along with hotels, markets, and an airport.
That's the BBC's Catherine Davis reporting. The number of people who sought U.S. unemployment benefits was higher last week by the most in nearly 5 years, but analysts say the numbers were driven by the effects of Hurricane Harvey, especially in Texas and Louisiana. The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless aid jumped by 62,000. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark today.
Good morning.
One of the Clark family.
I'm the one without the E.
Oh, you're from the other side of the tracks.
Those are the rich Clarks with the E.
Rich Clarks with the E. Okay,
and
got it.
As she's off gallivanting across the country.
Trish. In front of the microphone here.
Okay.
You know what? Everybody, when we're talking, I can just see you and Trish. I mean, usually when I'm not here when you and Trish are on, but I could just see you two just chatting to
crazy.
Each other.
It's crazy. And then she threatens to bring up politics, and then I get all weirded out.
We're not finished today yet. We're going into the we'll get into something today, I'm sure. Hey, 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 7th of September, 2017. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like today?
66 degrees right now. So, and it's going to be a high of 87, low of 65 today. And we're getting a little reprieve from the triple digits.
87 degrees. You know what? I almost don't know what to do.
I know.
You know, I was thinking about putting a sweater on, turning the air conditioner off. And then I thought better of it.
It's going to be a little bit of a humid.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Locally owned, veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kenny. Out in Anderson, they give discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, we're here with Robin Rieger and Patty Price. It's Domestic Violence Awareness.
October.
In October.
Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Month, okay. Mm-hmm. As we know here in Redding, that we have in Shasta County, I guess I should say, we have a domestic violence problem.
Yes, we do. Our county has one of the highest rates of domestic violence in California.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I'd like to think that part of it is because our community has done such a good job of putting awareness out there in terms of where people can go to get assistance. And so I think that brings a lot of more people forward.
Statistics are for people that show up. And
yes.
The sexual assault in the military was a problem, but it was when they publicized it and they started, you know, talking about, hey, we want to help and all this, and then the numbers grew tremendously because people knew that they could get help, or they knew that there was help
resources
there,
available.
Resources
mm-hmm.
available. And I can't help but think you're right, that people know, so they report it. And mm-hmm. you go to a lot of other places that don't have the resources, like, you know, that where Patty works, and so it doesn't get reported at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a two-edged sword there, that we have domestic violence, but it gets reported because we have they have the capability of helping.
Yes, I think that is a large part of why we have such a high rate that is reported here. It makes it look like we have a tremendously high rate in comparison to other counties, but I think it's more so because of just our awareness that's out there and the ability people have to get assistance.
Patty, this is Patty Price, and you're with the
Family Dynamics Resource Center.
And what exactly is that?
Family Dynamics Resource Center is an agency, a nonprofit, and they work with a lot of other partners in the area offering marriage and family therapy.
And specifically, you work with Camp Hope.
I do. They have a program called Camp Hope. Camp Hope has actually been in this area since 2012.
And these are children from domestic violence families that are going to the Camp Hope and actually for the first time oftentimes seeing fun and happy and with other children from similar circumstances.
That's
and
correct.
Am I kind of right? Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm stumbling over my words, but I mean, I know Mike Burke's really involved with Camp Hope.
Yes,
and
he is.
I have some other colleagues that are as well. And oftentimes, I mean, I think showing children a different way is as powerful as counseling. It's just like, you don't have to be this way. There's other options. And we want to, like, break the cycle of violence. And that's really what Camp Hope's a lot about, isn't it?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. A lot of these children are coming to us not knowing where they're going in their future, not knowing how to handle problems that come at them. And we're showing them how to handle challenges, how to process those challenges mm-hmm. in a healthy way, and how to create pathways to hope.
That's great. Awesome. And I really believe, you know, starting with this next generation, you know, part of it is addressing the issues that we have in our community and giving help to those that are, you know, victims of domestic violence, but also changing the patterns for the future generation. So that's awesome.
That's correct. And mm-hmm. we're seeing great outcomes, and it is an evidence-based program.
Wonderful. So what's going on for October? I know we have some ways the community can get involved.
Yes. So this is the District Attorney's Office 3rd annual Strikeout Domestic Violence Awareness event. We are going to be hosting a bowl-a-thon at Shasta Lanes October 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. And this year we have picked Camp Hope Shasta as the recipient of our fundraising profits. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited about that because we really feel like this is a program that could benefit from further assistance and having the ability to assist more children directly in Shasta County. Mm-hmm. And so our event is, this is our third one. We've had a lot of success the last 2 years that we've been doing it. We're really looking forward to this year's event. We have already a lot of sponsorships and donations coming in from the community. We're more than happy to accept more. We're looking for anybody that wants to donate towards raffle baskets or a silent auction item. Mm-hmm. And then we're also looking for people who just want to come in and be a fundraising team. So we're asking for teams of four people to raise about $100 per person we would like to see come in. That amount per team, if each team can bring that in, would send one child to camp.
Wonderful.
And so I think if we can pack the house like we have the last 2 years, I think that we'll be able to really assist Camp Hope Shasta.
And again, I think as a lot of our community, we sit on the sidelines and we're critical of what's happening. And here's an opportunity to get behind change and get mm-hmm. behind something. And by the way, I'm going to donate $500 on behalf of Home Helpers.
Oh, wow.
So I can't come to the event. I'm actually mm-hmm. out of town, but I'm going to do a basket and $500. And so I'm challenging other business owners that are listening or even individuals to, if you can't, you know, whatever you can do, but even a gift basket is great, you know, just to donate something so that we can get the raffle going. And again, get behind a worthy cause rather than, you know, we all spend our time behind our computers commenting on the blogs or being critical of what's happening in writing and, you know, to expend that energy doing something positive to create the change that we need.
Absolutely.
So.
Yes.
Yep.
This is a great way to do that.
If anyone is interested in contacting our office about donating a raffle basket, being one of our sponsors, or to set up a team, they can contact Crime Victim Assistance at 225-5220, and we will be able to get them all the information or answer any questions they might have.
Wonderful.
Big event.
Yes.
And what's the dates again?
It is Friday, October 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Shasta Lanes.
Wonderful.
Shasta
and
Lanes.
Thank you, Shasta Lanes, for supporting it.
Yes.
That's great to see.
Yeah, and Stephanie Bridget was on before talking about this, so I think, like, when you did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be more than happy to support this also. Last thoughts on these?
I just really hope we get some great community participation. It's a very fun event. On top of there just being a lot of, we get a lot of law enforcement there, a lot of community partners there, general public that just comes to get to enjoy the event. The cause that it is backing up, we're really big believers in. I myself have clients whose children have gone to Camp Hope, and they have wonderful things to say about it. Kids always look forward to going back, and so we would just like to help encourage this program to be able to continue to help children directly in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm. It takes them out. It takes them out of the danger zone there, and they come back.
Yes.
Happy.
Wonderful.
Yes. Great.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Patty, any thoughts, too?
Yeah. You know, I think it's really important for the community to recognize that when they are pouring into these kids, they're pouring into the future of our community. We had one particular boy that came there. And by the way, you can go to facebook.com/CampHopeShasta to see what we did this summer. But we had a particular boy that came with a magazine full of pictures of semi-automatic guns. And I believe he potentially had plans. And this boy had such a great outcome. This is a boy who just stayed in his room and played video games all day long with a lot of anger and hurt in his heart. And this boy came back so lit up that his social worker contacted me specifically to say what the change that had happened with this young man. So when you're doing this, when you're sowing into these kids, you are making a difference.
Absolutely. What a great story.
It is. Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much, ladies. And we're going to be back on again so we can talk about this one more time.
Okay.
And we'll and leave that for us there so we can talk about it on the show. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. And we'll be right back because we've got lots of things to talk about. I want to talk about Hurricane Irma, 185-mile-per-hour sustained
scary
winds.
Oh.
This island of Barbuda, 90% of its buildings gone.
Yeah, gone. In Puerto Rico today, I think.
And the eye of the storm is going to be going right across South Florida all the way up to Georgia. So you stand by for a lot of damage. And with two nuclear plants right in the center of it. So down in Florida. We'll be right back.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Study the psychology of paint. Our conclusion? Color looks great on your walls. From neutrals and whites to deep, rich colors. At the Paint Mart, they have just the right Benjamin Moore paint to give your space that personal touch. Unlike the figure-it-out-yourself paint departments in the big box stores, at Paint Mart, they have personalized service, custom color matching and caulk tinting, in-stock and special order wall coverings, and equipment rentals like paint sprayers, power washers, floor grinders, and wallpaper steamers. Paint Smart with Benjamin Moore Paint at the Paint Mart, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff. All the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Come see us at Paint Mart. You'll love the friendly service from the folks at Paint Mart.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream?
good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance. It can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue.
I ain't never been with a woman long enough for my boots to get old. But we've been together so long now that both need restored. If I ever settle down, you'd be my kind. And it's a good time for me to hit on.
Okay, I promise not to sing anymore. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. Linda, of course, is Thursdays is the Clark ladies come in, either Sharon or Trish. And but you're now, you're the one here
and
with
Trish
your
is Arvine.
Trish is Arvine. You've got your hair to the side,
braid.
And your side braid because in a baseball hat, huh?
Because it was early.
It was early.
And that third glass of wine seemed like a really good idea last
Well,
night.
I tell you what's even a better idea for tonight is come on down to the Overtime Lounge at Wind River. Linda's singing. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds are out there. They're going to be rocking tonight. Some of the best jazz standards you're going to hear are right there from 6:30 to 8:30. Romance on the River, special menus in there. I mean, a filet and lobster dinner for $25.
So you can eat in that. You can eat in that little lounge.
Oh yeah, it's great.
I haven't been to see her since they moved her out of the Elements part. So
I tell you what,
it's pretty cool.
The sound is better.
Okay.
And there's no. You can see her from all over the place. You know, before they had kind of like the, on the stage they had beams. If you were in the wrong spot,
right.
It was hard to see her. But no, it's great. It's they've set it up like a regular lounge. It
nice.
Looks good.
I can't do tonight, but I will definitely try to get down there.
Well, I want everybody else to come down.
Yes,
we've got
go
and make your reservations at Overtime at 243-3377. And if you got larger groups so they can put tables together for you, we've got at least 10 people coming in one group. But come on down and join us, and you'll have a great time. And we see a lot of people once a month during this place as they come out for their dance. And some of the dance clubs come in there. And while they're they're going for it out there.
Awesome.
So it's a good deal. All tonight, starting at 6:30, at the Overtime Lounge at Wind River. Okay, we were talking about Irma, and we kind of hit a lot of the things though. But
I didn't know about the nuclear plants.
Oh yeah, there's two nuclear plants in the path of this. 185 miles per hour. They're looking at maybe some of the bridges. Are the bridges in Florida going to be able to take the wind, you know, the possible wind damage? And if the bridges go down, there goes their ability to bring stuff in overland, you know, supplies and all this, to, you know, medical supplies and everything. That one island, Barbudo, 90% of their buildings gone, destroyed, down. And I'm sure that their building codes aren't as strict as Redding. But still, when you get hit with 185 mile an hour winds and 11 foot waves, and it showed this one place is just the boats were piled up in the marina.
Oh my goodness!
Just piled up in the marina where they were driven into, and then they just kept the waves just kept pushing them up on top.
Well,
of
I know I was reading some articles about some of the folks down in Florida that have, you know, sat out a couple of the other hurricanes, and they're like not messing with this one. I mean, they're coming inland. I mean, it's people that have spent years living there that haven't been as careful are evacuating. So, I mean, they take it really seriously down there. I mean, they realize what's coming. And hopefully with this much warning, we get – because, you know, what really bugs me, what my little pet peeve is when people sit out these things and they put first responders in danger because they don't leave. And then these first responders have to go in to dangerous situations and risk their own lives. And when there's plenty of notice like this, it's not like it's a tornado. There's plenty of notice to get out of there, get yourself safe. Get your family
here
safe.
Here it comes.
You know.
Here it comes.
You know, and then
it's getting closer.
And then don't stay there, and then put, you know, other people's families at risk because people don't you know, heed the warning. So I'm hoping that because we saw this coming, I think there was reports on it. You know, I was looking at it like Sunday or Monday. So hopefully people took the proper precautions and got out of there.
Oh, this has been going on. And then after Harvey, you would think after Harvey when it, you know, they had, you know, what, 50, you know, 100, what, 200,000 people got to move. And then Harvey with 50 feet of rain and or 5 feet of rain in one day. And then but all the, you know, all the damage it did there, you think it would warn people.
Right.
And it showed so many people having to be taken out. And, you know, if it wasn't for the Cajun Navy coming in out of Louisiana with all their bass boats and every boat
they
really could.
They were getting volunteers of all sorts.
Oh, yeah, the people coming in their bass boats, you know, and the only thing they were doing was picking up people.
Yeah.
And they didn't ask for money. They didn't ask for anything. They were self-contained.
And pets. I mean, it was just amazing.
I tell you, that was the heartbreaking thing. You'd see a kind of like a semi and just filled with cages, filled with animals that they were, you know, trying to get them to a safe place. And Linda still said she was in one spot and saw one report. A farmer lost, or a rancher lost, 700 cattle. They drowned. There was no place for them to go
and
to.
And again, this wasn't like we had a lot of warning to realize how bad that was going to be. But with Florida, we really do. So hopefully people are heeding those warnings and
you would hope,
going to higher ground.
You would hope that they would do that.
So
anyway. If you're, this is another place where it's going to be interesting to see where it hits. We've had, you know, our nation, our country is the only one that has the ability to have tornadoes, hurricanes,
earthquakes,
tsunamis. Even though we've never had a big tsunami, but we've had one that was like 6 inches, but it's still a tsunami. Mm-hmm. Volcanoes. Mm-hmm. Think about this. We're so big. And every time we have something like this, we rebuild. We just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets better. But 185 mile an hour winds.
Well, I know they said. I mean, this could change the landscape of some of these countries, some of these islands, permanently.
Wow.
You know this, how bad this is going to be.
Well, in Okinawa, they had typhoons. Same thing as hurricane, and it's called typhoons, and when they're coming, if depending on how strong you are, because you got them all the time, you would do things like you would tape your windows. You know, you put X on the windows so when they broke out, they would, you know, try to, you know, would keep it from just shattering.
Mm-hmm.
So you did all that. And then when you're a bachelor over there, and we would go into Typhoon Watch, and then you get locked down where you'd have to go to your living area. And they were built for typhoons, you know, the BOQs for the most part. And then you just stay there until sometimes it could be 24 hours, but you just stay in your room. So when we heard it coming, we waited to the last minute, and we'd all race down to the O Club and have Typhoon Movie Watch. And we'd be down there watching, you know, movies and eating from these little hamburger, you know, places there. So we'd just stay in there for 24 hours and have, anyway. So, but you can prepare for them. We talked a little bit about Roger Moore, our new police chief. Do you know him?
I don't.
I've met him before. I can't say that we've talked, you know, numerous times, but I'm excited for the fact that we've got a police chief now on the sitting there.
He's from Reading. I like that he understands Reading. Our challenges. I mean, I think that's great. I know they interviewed people from all over, but I think it's great to have someone from our local community who we're not going to have to bring up to speed on the challenges. He's aware of them, I'm sure.
Hopefully next Wednesday he'll be here.
Oh, awesome.
Because, you know, the second Wednesday of each month we have the police chief. Hopefully it'll be Roger coming in here. Maybe Pete will come in with him. I don't know. Pete's done his job. And I don't know if you ever, you know, Pete Hansen came in and did his job. He's finished his job. He kept everything moving. He kept things reporting. And
he's handing the baton.
And people were going, why can't the captains handle the job? Well, the reason is because the captain was going up, had put in for the job, and you couldn't have him running a department and at the same time be considering him for a job.
Right.
It just doesn't work right. Mm-hmm. So all this stuff kind of works out. Now, the question is, I can't wait to hear what Roger wants to do.
Yeah, what are his priorities? Be interesting to hear.
I tell you what, Pete Hansen said, and others have said, this department has never been better shaped personnel-wise. than it is now.
Great.
And, you know, thanks to Poletti, you know, bringing in the right people and all this. Now it's time to take kind of
the
take that next step.
The foundation is there.
Foundation.
What are we gonna do?
Mm-hmm. And we've got our problems, but they've started with these swings. I think you're going to see a lot of out-of-the-box thinking,
mm-hmm.
things I can't really talk about right now because, you know, it's kind of said in confidence, but I think you're going to see a lot of out-of-the-box thinking. On how to handle crime and how to put more eyes out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers.
That's a great agency.
You know what? It's quality, compassionate in-home care. In-home care solutions. Takes really good care of veterans, as they do everybody. Everybody is background checked. Everybody's trained. Everybody has put into that home by Sharon. After Sharon has talked to the family, seen their needs, she picks the individual to go work.
I do, and I was just out with a family yesterday, and they said, well, why do you come out and do this meeting? And I'm like, well, we're interviewing each other and seeing if we're a match. And when I assign a staff member, I want to know what the needs are so I can make sure that that match is perfect. If you want cooking, I want to make sure I have someone who likes to cook. If you want someone who you want to do some light housekeeping, I want to make sure I have someone who likes to do light housekeeping, because my staff gets to pick what they want to do too. So we want to make sure that we have a meeting of the minds and everyone's well matched.
Home Helpers. Give them a call, 226-8350. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country road.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 7th in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me for a fun night of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's 6:30 to 8:30 September 7th. And there's free slot play for those who come to the show in Overtime. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 7th from 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Whether you're looking for a workhorse or a play toy, at Team Power of Reading, they have the Kubota RTV to suit your needs. Meet the all-new Kubota RTV X Series. Three rough and ready RTVs that raise the bar on comfort, convenience, and performance. These Kubota RTVs set the standard for ruggedness and reliability, proving themselves ready to work day after day under all kinds of conditions. Ready for an RTV experience you won't soon forget? Stop by Team Power of Reading on Twin View Boulevard today, or call them at 226-9226 for Kubota RTV sales, parts, and service.
Celebrate your past. Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, as well as the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
Well, it's all right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. But I knew that was going to happen.
That's what we call sometimers.
Sometimers, yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course, I'm here with Sharon Clark today. 66 degrees going up to 87. We got some thunderstorms rolling through here. We had some rain this morning. But weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Cypress Square Barbershop is hosting this segment of our show, Man's Last Stronghold. Veteran-owned business where seniors and veterans get discounts there. Greatest place in the world to get a haircut. Yes, I've been all over the world. Yes, I've had haircuts from all over the world. And Cypress Square Barbershop is the best, in my opinion. So head on down there, tell them Carl sent you, and say, I'd just like to have the special. I'm not sure what the special is that day, but the when you go get your hair done, you've got, like, gels and all this stuff, right?
Right.
Well, what they have down in at Cypress Square Barbershop is they have butch wax. You know,
okay.
Kind of makes flat tops.
It's a dude
place. Yeah. Women have been in there, though.
Hunting and fishing magazines. And
oh, it's National Geographic. Yeah. You don't find Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
And Dr. Phil is never on the TV. There you go. Man's last stronghold. Okay. We've been talking about a number of things. Trump agreed to the to a debt ceiling. The Democrat leadership, Pelosi and Schumer, McConnell and Ryan were all in the Oval Office fighting it out over this debt ceiling. And Trump turns. He says, I'm really kind of tired of this. You guys are just kicking the can. He says, I'm going to go with a shorter-term debt ceiling for 3 months, but I want it attached. I want Harvey money attached to it. Well, that was the Democrats' idea. So Ryan and McConnell, of course, are irate. But, hey, if you guys can't make it, I'm just make the decision. This is the way we're going to do it. So a lot of the Republicans don't like it. But here's the deal on this, Republicans. You're not achieving a lot. So you're going to have to work together. So here's what Trump did. He held out the olive branch.
Right.
And said, we are going to have to work together. Now, he may not have said it exactly like that, but he said, we're going to have to work together because we want tax reform. We want infrastructure built. The only way we're going to do that is if we worked together. So maybe we'll see what happens. See if the Democrats see there's maybe a quid pro quo here. Okay, we're going to go into the tax. We'll do some tax cutting. We'll do some of this and this and working together in Congress and actually do some things. Fix Obamacare. Obamacare doesn't work now. There are parts of Obamacare that are great, but they've got to fix it. They've got to fix not just. Right now, anything we're working on is how much it costs, right?
Right.
We're not doing anything to lessen the cost of health care. We're just figuring out how to pay it. And as it goes up, oh, more taxes or more. Oh, gosh, it's not fair to people. It's not.
No, mine's going up 40%.
40?
I just got a letter. And I already pay $485 a month. It's going up 40% for my plan.
What is that? What do you, if you have a hangnail?
I don't know.
You go down in there? Or is this, no, I have to be bleeding to be able to go to my doctor. I have to be bleeding from a wound in my body,
yeah,
you know?
It's,
to go to the doctor.
Well, they, you know, what happens is those of us that have our individual plans just keep paying more to support the people.
Support
that,
the people that don't.
Yeah. And I get it. Like, I want everyone to have access to medical care, but not.
Not if it means you don't have a home.
No. I mean, that's a car payment, you know, a nice car payment. So
it's a house payment for a lot of people.
Yeah. So I'm revisiting my plan. I'm going to do, like, a very high deductible catastrophic plan.
Well, and see, that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
You know, younger people are saying, look, I don't even go to the doctor. You know, I'm healthy and all this.
Yeah.
But you need the catastrophic plan so that, you know, if something does happen, it's paid for. But what we need to do is rein in the cost. So how do you do that? One of the things is you go right after the pharmaceuticals. They're spending billions of dollars on advertising their drugs. advertising their drugs. Why do we need to hear about drugs? You've got a doctor. And so you see this thing on TV, these attractive people. Oh, I've got this, but this drug can help you. And then for a minute, they tell you all the things it can do to you.
Mm-hmm.
You could have explosive diarrhea. You could have you could be in an explosive.
This drug might cause heart problems, palpitations. Yeah.
Acne.
Yeah.
And a crotch rot. Who knows? But it can do all these things, and it goes on and on and on and on. And you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh! But they're advertising. Why do they have to advertise drugs? We never used to. So somehow they're advertising drugs. They could save billions that way. Some people say, okay, how about tort reform? Okay, how about tort reform? See if that makes a difference. Try that. Or as people go into the hospitals, maybe a way of, you know, if you get the insurance companies, everybody's on kind of like, okay, we're not going to charge you $10 for an aspirin. And so you just find ways of bringing the cost down.
Well, it has to happen because it can't continue this way.
And everybody knows that. So now the Democrats
and the Republicans. And I have caregivers that are on the covered California plan / Obamacare, and the doctors won't take it because they're not getting the reimbursement. So then you have this insurance that you can't get an appointment with anyone to take. And so it's definitely not the solution at this point, because we're still not – again, like I have at least three or four people on my staff that cannot – get into the doctor because the doctor only has so many appointments for people that are on covered California because the reimbursement rate isn't proper. And so, you know, they can't even get the care that they need.
If they just took covered California people, they could not keep their offices open.
Right.
So what they're doing, they're pushing everybody into this HMO types thing where you're going to have to go to a group that has a number of doctors there, and you go into it. Now, frankly, going down to Hilltop Medical, we've done that, and you just go in, you pay your $65, they give you a test, they do it, boom, you're out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, if you have insurance, that's great. If you don't, well, you just pay the money.
Mm-hmm.
You've got doctors in town, you just pay them cash. And
well, my doctor that I go to, I pay cash, and I actually buy all my prescriptions because he does bioidentical, not what the pharmaceutical companies say we will be covered.
Right.
I want to
yeah.
get what my doctor tells me that I need.
There you go.
And so I have to pay. So that's why I'm not going to carry my big policy anymore, because I'm not even using it.
Well, and that makes sense. So save yourself $6,000 a year.
Yeah.
Still have it, but still
$6,000
a year. I mean, you can use that for a lot of things, you know, trips.
Absolutely.
Go to Greece.
Definitely some more traveling money.
More traveling.
That's right.
I feel sorry for you. Okay. No. You know what? Here's the thing is, going back to what Trump's doing, people, you know, are hating Trump. They hate him. It finally happened at something we were at. You know, it raised its head at a friendly dinner party. And, you know, then it, you know, calmed down. But There's people that when they see his picture, their hackles go up.
This happened to you at a dinner party?
Yeah, not me. I was watching
you
it.
Were privy
I was
to it.
Watching it. And but you know, it calmed down real quick. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. But people when they just see him, it starts this visceral feeling of this, you know, where they throw up in their mouth and they just don't, you know. But,
I have that with Nancy Pelosi.
Well, so do I. You know, it's kind of like I see Nancy Pelosi. I kind of got, you know, I start this little twitch, here. I'm not saying Trump has got the answer to everything. But if he's actually reaching out and saying, look, I need to do this. We need to get people helped on Harvey. And they'd hate it. But he did a good job in handling Harvey and getting mobilizing the government and getting things in there. He did a good job, but they don't want to talk about that. And he's done – now if he's reaching out for this debt ceiling and this, if he's reaching out to fix our tax system, God knows, how does our tax code work? I mean, you've got a business. How does it work?
They take a lot of money.
I mean, why does it take – you hiring somebody that's an expert who has to go to school half the year to figure out how much your taxes are in a business. Shouldn't it be simpler than that?
It should. Well, I also think I employ 65 people that...
Well, that's a little bit different.
That are contributing to our community, and, you know, I just feel like every year I just get more and more taxes.
You just get hammered out
and,
there.
And it doesn't matter that I'm actually employing people that are... They could be on assistance.
They don't care.
Aren't.
They don't care.
Right.
Because they want their money. And you know what? We're talking about some things that, you know, were happening at the state, or you want to get something done at the at, and you know, frankly, they don't care because they get paid every 2 weeks. Now, I have had really great support from various agencies in the state and the FCC. I can't say enough about how friendly and helpful they are. But, however, there's other places that they don't answer emails, or if they do, they send you to another agency. It has nothing to do with what you want, mm-hmm. with what you need. They don't care because they get paid every 2 weeks, and they keep adding on to the infrastructure of the bureaucracy.
Right.
People are calling. Are they calling because it's a wrong number, or they just said he screwed up, or no, we're okay then.
Okay.
Hey, I'm here with Sharon Clark. Sharon comes in on Thursdays, first Thursdays of each month. But
and usually I'm with
case,
Trish, but now she's RVing somewhere.
She's RVing. She's
good
out
for her.
There again. She's, you know what? That's good. It's good for her to do that. We're going to take a break, this portion of the show. Anyway, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about crime in town here. But I want to talk about North State Security. They've worked since 1968 to give back to the community some peace and quiet. Did you know that on any time of the day, North State Security has more officers on the road than the Redding Police Department?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They've expanded. These are the type of people. This was one of the ideas that we threw out, and we've discussed it here on the show about why do we, if there's a place for private security, why don't you get North State Security to go out there and start patrolling the river trail? Why don't you have these guys do it? We're not, you know, if we don't have to pay for uniforms, we don't have to pay for medical, we don't have to pay for retirement. And, you know, until the, you know, tax structure gets to the point where, you know, where we can start supporting some of this stuff, why not use private security like this? And if you do, North State Security. You know, if you're going on a trip, how about them driving by? How about in your business and you need some help there? You give them a call and there they go. They're going to be there to help you. North State Security, like I said, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Lance Downer, Lance Beck, and his people have got a great operation. They've got, you know, they've got computers. They've got the, you know, everything tied in. And they could, you know what? They could tie, you know, I could just imagine the amount of information they could funnel to the police. And I think they're working on something like that right now.
That's great.
North State Security. Give them a call, 243-0295. You won't be sorry for that. Okay, I'm here with Sharon Clark, and we're going to take a quick break.
True tribute band bringing you the excitement, energy, and hits of a live Rolling Stone show. Join us Friday, September 15th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Rudy Colombini and the unauthorized Rolling Stones live in the event center. Colombini's staggering Jagger-esque showmanship engages in a battle of the sexes with a trio of seductive bluesy backup vocals. This nine-piece ensemble is a must-see theatrical rock show you will not want to miss as they perform the Rolling Stones' greatest hits. Like a Rolling Stone, you can't always get what you want. Let's spend the night together, Brown Sugar, and many more. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this show are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Rudy Colombini and the unauthorized Rolling Stones live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 15th. A good time will be had by all. Let's spend the night together. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local Ready Mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality Ready Mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality Ready Mix product.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Since 1968, North State Security has worked to give our clients and community peace of mind and to help make our home a safer, more enjoyable place to visit, work, and live. By being your business or event's extra set of eyes and ears against suspicious activity, safety issues, and other hazards, their on-site officers and patrol drivers are Northern California's premier private security company, North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. Call North State Security at 243-0295.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark today.
Good morning. And solving the problems of the world.
Yeah, you know what? I'm hip to, you know, you got to come next Thursday, too. You're going to be here for, if you're going to be around. You don't have to.
Oh, I'm in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
No, but I can come the following Thursday. I can come on some Thursdays with
Trish
gone.
Yeah, I can do that with Trish gone. I'd love for you to be here for that. Jared, God bless him, he's watching us because if he had turned on the mics just a second too soon right then, we would have learned way, way too much about – you all would have learned way too much about one of our friends. Way too much about one of our friends right then. So I'm glad that that mic wasn't on. But what I have here is two tickets to the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue and Auction this Saturday. I'm sorry, this Sunday, September 10th, two tickets. For the first person to call, 605-4567, you get two tickets to the Asphalt Cowboys 65th Annual Community Barbecue and Auction.
And they do an amazing barbecue.
Oh, my gosh. And these tickets are worth probably $20. So, not a piece. Oh, people are calling. Okay, I'm sorry. I think we have a winner, but just keep on calling just in case. Because sometimes we have people that are disqualified. Do you know we've given away great tickets before, and people have not come to pick them up? And I look for them, you know, and so I give them away again. I say, you got to pick them up by this day.
Yeah.
And they
haven't,
so I give them away again.
Well,
I came down to get my tickets. You're a week late. Yeah. You're a week late.
You missed the event.
You missed the event. What do you mean? Vent. Huh, Vent? Did you know that? Vent. I'll just say his name a few times. Hey, what do you think about recall? What do you think about the recall?
You know, you ask me these political questions, and you know how I feel about that, Carl.
Well, you can say this. I feel strongly either way.
Yeah, I'm struggling either way.
There you go. See, that's a great answer. Use that all the time.
And
so, okay, Michelle, you have won the tickets. Michelle, you have won the tickets.
Now you just got to come pick them up.
Well, we'll make sure you get the tickets here, Michelle. Yes.
What is your opinion on the recall?
I love democracy. I think this is democracy at work. And here's the thing is, here's people that are upset about the actions they see of elected officials. So they look at it and they've complained and complained and complained, and nothing's happened. The one thing that really got them going was this raise for Kim Niemer after, you know, D failed so badly. I mean, wasn't even close. And then the city council and two of the three city council members who voted for that are still there. That, if you read and if you listen and you believe the people that are behind the recall, that set them off. They realized that these people have, you know, and this is their opinion, they didn't listen to the people, they didn't care, and so if that's the case, then I'm going to recall you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now people will say, well, wait a minute, the election's just next year, and we're going to spend $200,000. Well, yeah, but see, that $200,000, I don't think is the right, according to people, and we got to get the clerk on, they used as a comparison a countywide ballot as opposed to a citywide ballot. And I think a citywide ballot, and they also include in the regular pay of everybody. You know?
Right, right.
So, I mean, it's kind of like apples and oranges they're putting together. This is what I've ascertained. So, you know, is it going to cost $50,000? Okay, so you're saying, well, it's still $50,000. The argument for it is right now, as we speak, they are dealing with the unions. And we are in such trouble with our unfunded liabilities. Barry Tippin is in there, I would hope, fighting tooth and nail to try and keep raises down, to have the unions pay more into their plans so that we can kind of try to, you know, start recovering from this.
Right, right.
But it's the city council who does vote. Now, Francie Sullivan has been strong, very strong labor supporter, has always voted for the raises. And people will point out that, yeah, but other people on the council have also voted for it. So has Kristen Schrader. So the question is are the unions seeing the fact that Kristen and Francie support unions for the most part, and they're going to back them that way?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So on the other side, they're saying, look, they're going to have a regular election anyway in 11 months. We're going to have to spend this money. Why not wait for it? And what have they done that's corrupt or criminal to have them recalled?
Right.
And they've done nothing corrupt or criminal. Nothing. Nothing at all. How they've voted and the things they've done has caused it, and this is where they are. Now, we're going to have a pro and a con. We're going to have a pro recall and one that's against the recall. I come in here for a debate.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
I think it's mm-hmm. going to be great, mm-hmm. and we'll have them in here, and we're going to let them each have 5 minutes and, you know, talk about why on each side, and then we'll just have questions from the audience and from the chat room, and we'll have them ask mm-hmm. it. And
I can see something on both sides of that. I can see both sides of it.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. And that's why when we start talking recall, I want to have both sides on, because as we have done in so many other times, is we let the people decide on D. We had both sides in here.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, when building the Sheridan down there, we leaned into that one. I thought it was a good idea for the Sheridan to be built there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had some kind of impact on it. We had caught a lot of flack from it. Hey, how can you side with them? I'm siding for what's right with. We believe that Sheridan was right for our
community.
Mm-hmm. And I think it is.
I do too.
And so we have to look at what's right. We don't endorse things. We're not going to endorse on this recall, but we are going to have all the sides on. We don't endorse people in elections, in local elections, because they're our friends. All of them are friends or people we know, and they're running for office. So, but to endorse means you're taking a side, which at some point means you can't be – you can try and be as fair as you want, you know, to people, ask them the same questions and everything. But if you don't endorse – that way you can be – I think you feel a lot more freer.
Well, and it's community radio. You're appealing to the masses so that people can hear both sides.
That's the whole idea, and this is what people like about it. And we're fair, and we try to do this. We want to be as supportive as we can for people. We try to bring out the good things, but we also need to find out why did you make that decision?
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, they're never going to tell you. I've asked.
Well, I've heard you on the air trying to get a yes or no. Is that a yes or is that a no? And you're not getting.
After like the third time, yes, no, come on, give me one of them. And they won't do it, so you just move on to the next question
right.
because they already look like an idiot.
Yeah.
So why just push it? Anyway, I think we need to get more information out, and the fact that Aaron Reznor came out.
I think that's great.
I think it's great.
Exciting. Super exciting.
It's made her announcement right here on the show.
I I've said this like at least three times during our time this morning, is instead of being a bystander to what's going on in our community, you know, people like Aaron deciding to run or, you know, people like me just donating time and money to causes, whatever it is that you can
do. You got to get involved.
But I mean, I feel like there's so many people that sit on the sidelines just complaining and bring nothing to the table to offer. to put themselves to use in our community. And so, yeah, for Erin to do that is great. As a mom, as a female, as
tell me
as
she's
a
not busy
owner,
already.
You know, I mean, I have a lot of respect for that. I think that's awesome.
Well, you know, of course, that check is just magnificent that they pay the city council that $500 a month. You know what? For $500 a month, $500 a month to take abuse.
Yeah,
Oh, I don't know if you know who Patricia Barrett is, but she's this woman that lives someplace in Sacramento, and she's an older lady. She just has nothing but nasty things to say about people most of the time, as long as you're, you know, because she's very liberal. But when she talked about Erin Reznor, she said, this angelic-looking 10-year-old, you know, in a photo. And I went, whoa! If I had said that, you know, if they would have put me off the air. Then she goes, this angelic-looking 10-year-old who wants to do away with the homeless. No, no, that's not what she wants. And it was like, she and her husband have one of the most successful businesses in Northern California.
Yes. Oh,
you know what? They help people all the time. They're involved with everybody. An angelic-looking 10-year-old.
And they definitely have had their share of issues with the
they
homeless
have.
And robberies and everything with their,
you know,
their brothers.
Here's the thing, my friends, is it's going to take thinking outside the box. Roger Moore, God bless you, and I hope that you have, you know, you've taken on a tremendous job here. And I want you to know, and the community that I've talked to about this, just like Sharon, who is, you know, a vital part of our community, we're out here to help. So whatever we need to do. And by the way, they're still taking donations for that neighborhood police unit, mm-hmm. you know, to help, you know, with that, who've done some great things. Okay. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll try to fill in for Trish.
Great. Hey, tomorrow, Randall Hempling is going to be with us, and he's going to talk about health care cost and how they're doing it with the Medi-Cal right here in Redding and Shasta County, and how they've got their overhead to 4%. Think about that.
Wow.
4%. All right. Hey, everybody have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Tower from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Looks like South Florida is in the bullseye to take a direct hit from powerful Hurricane Irma.
Based on what we now know, Miami-Dade will have major hurricane impacts with deadly storm surge, and life-threatening winds.
Governor Rick Scott.
You can expect this all along the east, the entire east coast. The Florida Keys should be prepared to start feeling the effects of the storm as early as tomorrow night.
Booty Radio's Bridget Sylvester in Boynton Beach tells the Salem Radio Network preparations are in full swing.
Many South Floridians are really taking this seriously and preparing in advance of Hurricane Irma.